Hello, and welcome to Radio Education. This is a podcast from the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Thank you for joining us today. With us today is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri.
Welcome. Hello.
Favorite day of the week, Tuesday.
Right.
We have several guests today.
Yes, we do.
I'm excited about,
as always. We have a full house.
Yes. I wasn't quite expecting the snow, but I enjoyed it. It wasn't too bad. Not enough to call a snow day or a delay, so that's all we...
Right.
It's good.
Just takes you a little bit longer to get anywhere.
But. I know. Funny story about becoming an adult. I got excited because I bought a new shovel with wheels, so it's way easier. Anyway, let's move on.
All right. Well, let's move on to our first segment, happenings at our campuses. So what are you going to share with us today?
Well, I will not be doing the sharing. We have a special guest who's going to be sharing about some of his journey, his thoughts and ideas, but also some happenings at one of our schools. He happens to be in the field of education for 15 years now. Seven of those spent at Alamosa School District, eight of them in the city. He was a math teacher and now an assistant principal. I'd love to welcome Scott Aldridge.
Hello. Welcome to Education Radio, Scott. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like I said, Dr. Murillo told us a little bit about kind of an educational background. Right now, as far as my family, I married someone from the Valley. That's what kind of got me here, and it's why I stay. So my wife has families from Centauri. Right now, we have three boys. So my youngest is in first grade. I have a pre-K and then a two-year-old. So I'm just starting off on the parenting journey.
Right, and you're building that basketball team.
I don't know about basketball. We weren't big basketball players, but you know, football, any of those would be awesome.
All right, Scott, so you are in your second year of assistant principal. Busy, busy, busy. So tell us a little bit about what your day-to-day could look like.
You know, the biggest thing for assistant principal is like we're helping with the daily operations of the school, making sure everything's safe. So usually kids are arriving around 7:45, and that's the first thing when you get there is greeting parents, greeting students, greeting staff, making sure everybody arrives safely, that there's none of those issues. Our bell rings at about 8 o'clock. At that time, kids go to class, and then I get to sit down and kind of plan out my day. You know, you address any discipline issues that happened the previous day. We have a couple standing meetings with different teams with the principal. Mm-hmm. We meet to address any issues, kind of make sure we plan out. Sometimes you're spread pretty thin. Today was an example. We had half of our staff go to and students go to play at the middle school. So Miss Vigil went with them, and then I stayed behind the school to make sure everything was still operating the way it should. That's kind of give or take, that's kind of the way it starts. Then throughout the day, you just got to be really available. You know, if I have free time, I always like to go and observe teachers. You have a chance to go do coaching and walkthroughs. And that's a good thing to plan, but a lot of times other things come up. So the biggest issue is obviously student discipline. You have parent requests, parent meetings that you just have to address. And really, you just have to be available and flexible to whatever comes during the school day. We start lunch about 11 o'clock. It goes to about 1 o'clock. We have three lunches. So during that time, you're also available. That's the time our teachers get to have a break, but then we have other support staff have to come on and make sure discipline and school is still running smoothly. After we get through lunch, you usually have a little bit of time to recoup. And then once again, you're just constantly addressing any issues that come up, making sure you're preventing as many things as you can and also just addressing these issues as they come up. We do have several meetings throughout the week. Like we have PBIS meeting we just met. That's our positive behavior intervention support. We have attendance meetings. We have RTI meetings. We do as many things we can to support our students and staff along the way. Just make sure they're doing the best they can.
All right. I'm going to have a follow-up question All right. So how do you keep it all straight?
You know, you try and plan it out. Like you just have just with anybody else. You have your day organized. You make notes to yourself. You communicate. What do we need? Who do we need to talk to? And you just kind of just get a checklist and get it going throughout the day. And you just have this kind of running tab of trying to keep everything straight and making sure you're just doing the best thing for kids every single day.
All right.
All right, Scott. I do have another question, but I actually have another follow-up question because you talked about attendance. And I know you work with teams, one of them being the MTSS team, about attendance. Attendance matters across the board.
Every day.
Every day, especially matters at your level because it's so foundational and kids are learning to read, they're learning to do school. What else? What would you say to parents that are listening? Why does attendance matter so much at the K-2 specifically?
You know, we're trying to build that foundation. We want kids to be successful starting at the K-2, going all the way through all of it. We want to make sure that parents are communicating with us. And that's the big thing, is we understand things come up, life happens. And if you're communicating with us, we can work with you. And a lot of times we can address needs or support staff outside of the classroom or students outside of the classroom. And it just matters every single day. Like, the kids are learning to read. Like, later on, they're reading to learn, but they're learning to read in those foundational levels. And we want to make sure that every day they're getting the supports, the instruction, and all that they can, so they can just be successful later on.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. We've had Principal Roxy V. Hill here before to talk a little bit about the vision of the K-2, but I'm going to give you another chance. What is the K-2's vision?
You know, and I think Ms. V. Hill always communicates that we're just this foundation, that this is their start of their educational career. And my big thing is, like, I want kids to be better today than they were yesterday. And so we want to create that kind of inclusive, nurturing environment where we're supporting every single student we have. We have a very diverse population, and we have to meet kids where they are and move them to a better place. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the goal almost of any education, is, like, we want to make, we believe we can make real change through education, and it starts, you know, school, and we want kids to have the best opportunities as they can.
Love it.
All right. So what led you to go into administration?
I would say just over time, as I was going through my educational career, you obviously, your first couple of years, you're drinking from a fire hose, you're just trying to manage your classroom. But after a while, you start seeing things that you want to change in the system, and you want to be, right. And instead of just sitting back and complaining, I would say, let's actually just be active. And so
there you go, be part of that change.
I went from, you know, go from being a first year teacher to then being department chair, and then being on different committees, and you just slowly, gradually start assuming some of that leadership role. It was nice because also as a coach, you're also in a kind of that natural leadership role as well. And just, I liked actually being involved at the change instead of just being one of those people that sat back and complained.
Good for you.
All right, Scott, you were thinking about becoming an administrator. There's plenty of choices in the Valley. Since you're stuck in the Valley, you can't leave the Valley, but there are still 14 school districts. Why did you choose to join our Moose family as an administrator?
So my first student teaching was in Alamosa. I taught with Carrie Adams. I was a science teacher, and it was my first job. And I've always had positive experiences here. You have people, every time I go into classrooms, I see good people doing the best work they can. And it's something to, I think it's just a great thing to be a part of. I know there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of other schools are doing great work, but it's something that I've always been a part of Alamosa. I've always been a mean moose. When I went, I taught up in Highland Ranch, and when I had an opportunity to come back and teach there, I knew it was still a good place. So I know it's a place where you have a lot of freedom, you have a lot of support. I know it has given me a ton of opportunity to grow, and I just want to keep growing through the opportunity, and Alamosa provides that.
Great.
So what advice do you have for parents who are wanting to help their children be successful in school?
I say it takes a village. And I say, like, the biggest thing is, and I talked about earlier about communicating about attendance needs, but also communicating with, you know, staff about and teachers about your kids' needs. Like I said, I have a first grader right now, and I appreciate that the teachers do a great job of communicating, like, how they're doing, how they're progressing. This is stuff that you can do at home with them. And I think that's the best thing you can do, is make sure you guys are working together. Instead of just saying, oh, this is what I think they need, just a lot of times these teachers really do have a very good idea of where they are, how they're progressing through their education. Hey, you know, and it's just as simple as right now, it takes about 30 minutes. We do a couple of readings with our son, and that's what our teacher is asking us to do. So I say the big thing is communicate with your teachers and follow along and realize that you want to all be on the same path together, not just doing different things.
Awesome.
What brings you joy about your job?
It's a pretty easy one. It's just seeing those kids every day. It is awesome to watch kids learn. At least in the K-2, it's refreshing because these kids are so excited about learning. They're new. They're innocent. It's a refreshing thing to see. But anytime you have a chance to see somebody grow and learn something that they didn't know before, and you know that you're making an impact in their life. And like I said, it's seeing kids every single day. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I remember I was at the high school level for many years, and then I went into the elementary as an administrator, and it was like, wow, kids love being here, and they're so excited. I hear you. What a refreshing change, you know, for a bit.
Yeah. I know. I've seen a bunch of kids that are so excited to see their assistant principal. I'm like, I don't know if this is how it is at the high school. At elementary, they're excited to
see
you.
That's the way it is. So what exciting activities do you have planned at your campus next week?
Also, well, the big one I want to say this week is we're having our Christmas programs.
Okay.
So we're having those from 5 to 7 today. So we just had kindergarten yesterday. We have first today, and we have second grade tomorrow. So that's kind of our big after-school event we have going on. Our music department and specials have done a great job of putting that on, and we get to see a lot of families. So we had a great turnout yesterday. Tomorrow we have, but next week we have a couple things planned for the staff. Like we have a staff lip sync battle that we kind of do,
just a little fun.
A little promotional thing to the, that we'll definitely send out to the kids so they can see. We have kind of some different celebrations as far as kind of our mid-year potluck. I was trying to think if there's anything else we have going on. We obviously have a ton of Christmas parties. I know like some of the first grade classrooms are doing like cookie decorating contests and things like that. So there's a lot of little fun activities to kind of end the school year. Like right now we're in kind of the midst of all of our mid-year testing. And then next year we get to have a kind of a little bit more celebrations and a little bit more fun. So it's going to be nice to see.
Awesome. Thank you.
I got to swing by next week. Yeah. All right, Scott. So you told us what brought you joy or what brings you joy to your job. The opposite of that is what keeps you up at night.
I think as admin, a lot of times you obviously have to make those tough decisions, but a lot of times at nighttime, you get to reflect on all those things and say, hey, did we do the right thing? What's something we can do better? What's something we can work on? So a lot of times it's just you replay the day over and over in your head. And sometimes you have these great interactions and sometimes you have things you want to work on. I know that's probably what has keep me up all night is some of those were like, oh, we could have done that better. Let's address that. How can we make changes so in the future we don't have those issues? I think that's probably what I've definitely stayed at night thinking about, just those little interactions, thinking we can do better.
Well, Scott, thank you for being our guest today on Education Radio. We appreciate the information on K2 and everything that you bring to the campus. And we look forward to having you as a guest again later.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This is my first podcast, so this is awesome.
Woo! All right. Let's move on to our favorite section, celebrate.
All right. We have two special guests with us.
Awesome.
We have two students, one of them in eighth grade, one of them in seventh grade. They both participate in Theater O, and they're here to tell us some information. So I'd like to welcome Lane Docherty and Ruby Hirsig. Welcome.
Welcome to Education Radio, ladies. So tell us a little bit about yourself so our neighbors get to know you better.
I do voice lessons outside of school. I'm in choir, and I just enjoy doing things related to theater.
Awesome.
I'm in eighth grade, and I'm in band and choir and theater. I've been doing theater for 4 years. Not years, but like I've done 4 shows. And I play a couple instruments. I'm learning how to play piano. I play clarinet and bass clarinet. I know how to play saxophone and trombone.
Wow, okay, impressive. Ruby, are you in band?
No.
Okay, so your voice is your instrument. Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, girls. So tell us what musical you are performing this week at OMS.
Anastasia.
Tell us more. What's it about?
It's about the royal Russian family, the Romanovs, are killed in 10 years before the story takes place. So the Dowager Empress, the Anastasia's grandma, is with Anastasia. And they both escape, but Anastasia somehow gets amnesia and separated from her grandma. So she doesn't know who she is. She just goes on and finds herself on the road, just adopted by an orphanage. And she meets two con men who help her through her journey to find out who she is. She ends up finding out that she is Anastasia, and she decides to, the two con men are Dmitri and Vlad, and she falls in love with Dmitri, who she stays with instead of her grandma.
It's also based off of it's like a part two of a real story that happened. If Anastasia did still survive, the actual thing that happened, And it just, like, shows how this might have happened if she was still alive.
All right. Yeah,
sounds like a must watch.
Tell us what roles you're playing.
I play Anya or Anastasia.
All right, so Ruby's playing Anya or Anastasia.
My character's name is Countess Apolatov. She's just a, like, Russian person.
All right.
But she's, like, a bigger Russian person, I guess.
All right. Excellent.
Okay. How many students are involved in this production?
Like 43 or some.
I was thinking like 50.
Oh.
Does it seem like 100 some days?
Yes.
It feels like there's like 70.
The energy gives off.
So we've got somewhere between 45, 50 students. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So why did you join Theatero?
I joined because, well, I always watched the productions here.
Uh-huh.
And I always thought how cool it would be to actually be able to do that. And all my friends, my sister, it was all just such a great activity for me to do because the people are nice, it's just fun in general.
Cool. What was the first show you saw?
I saw Shrek in second grade, but I don't remember it that much.
Okay. All right. That was a fun show.
I'm actually not from here, so I didn't see any shows from the past. But my mother has always, like, done stuff like that.
Okay.
And, like, she did theater, and she played a lot of instruments, too. And I just thought it was really cool, and so I was like, oh, I'll do this.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, girls. So you're in 7th grade, 8th grade. High school is around the corner, and before you know it, you'll be out of school and then doing, you know, whatever it is that you plan for your future. So what plans do you guys have for your future? What have you thought about?
I might move back. Well, I never lived there, but I might move to Massachusetts where my mother was born, and that's where, like, all my family is, a little bit in New York and stuff, because that's really cool.
It's a really interesting area.
Yeah.
And lots of schools that you could attend there.
Yeah. The East Coast has, like, the best education you can get. And I'm actually going out to Massachusetts for the summer, so I get to, like, see what it's like out there and stuff.
Excellent. Ruby?
I don't have anything too specific. I just kind of want to see, like, I know I'm going to change in the future. So I haven't decided, like, on schools or anything. I still want to explore the music career and writing. And I know I want to move away from Alamosa. I'm not sure where to. Okay. Depends on how things are in the future.
All right. Thank you, girls. So tell us, how do you balance extracurricular activities with your classwork? How do you make sure you're keeping up with your grades and homework and everything you have to do for rehearsal?
Sometimes I need to, like, schedule when I do things, like, oh, I'll just take an hour of this day, and for 15 minutes I'll do theater stuff, and for 15 minutes I'll do classwork. But if I have rehearsal, if I'm not doing anything, I'll try to work on homework.
So basically, I take my week out and I split it up into, like, different pieces. So for, like, Mondays, I work on, and I do this at home, and I've had to change my sleep schedule a little bit so I have time to do all this, because I get at school at 7 and I don't leave until 7. And so I don't really have so much time to do stuff, but I've taken, like, an hour out of my day every to, like, focus on school and stuff.
Okay. And do you, like, practice your instrument at home as well?
Yeah, I do those on the weekend.
All right. If you guys had a magic wand, I could change one thing from OMS immediately, what would that be?
Probably the way that students treat other teachers and also the other students, because it kind of sucks. It's not really nice. A lot of the students here are very mean for no reason.
I agree. I would, well, yes, I probably would do the same, but also just the atmosphere of, like, everyone kind of hates each other. Well, not everyone, but people just don't like each other for no reason. That's not really good.
Well, I have good news for you ladies. When you get to high school, everybody gets along so much better. You know, it's for some reason, everybody grows up a little bit. And then in high school, you're going to find it's way different. And people treat each other much better. Part of growing up.
All right. So you guys are 7th and 8th grade. If you can go back and give your 10-year-old self some advice, or 9-year-old or 8-year-old, what would it be?
Probably just to not worry too much about, like, everything. Or not to worry too much, just to, like, not too much was, I mean, yeah, COVID, but, like, not so much was happening that she had to be, like, so isolated and, you know, okay.
Thank you, Ruby.
I think I would tell my 10-year-old self, or just, like, my younger self or my older stuff, to, like, to not worry as much and, like, to not be as self-doubting as I was, because a lot of stuff in my life are doing pretty great right now, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Like, I used to be, like, scared to ask my mom if I could have a snack. But, like, now I'm like, Mom, can I have your credit card? I want something. So I'm definitely, like, not as, like, scared and tense. And I don't know why I was so scared and tense all the time. I was like, can I please go to my friend's house? And it was just really, I don't know, I was just really awkward. And I was like, I don't think I should be in, like, any of these cool things because I'm not good enough. But, like, I'm doing pretty good, I think.
Excellent. Thank you. So what advice do you have for 5th and 6th graders who are wanting to be part of Theater Row?
Do it.
All right. Lane says do it. Just do it.
Yes. Just, like, do it. It's hardest part is just, like, okay, well, now that I'm into this, I need to, like, actually, like, learn all of my stuff.
Yes.
And that's kind of that's the hardest. Well, okay, the hardest part is actually going on stage and being like, la, 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 la. I feel like I was really scared to go into theater when I was in 6th grade. And I was like, I was kind of scared of Miss Haley, not going to lie.
But, like, but you found out she wasn't that bad.
No, she's not that bad at all. She's really amazing, actually. Like, it's really scary at first, but, like, it's really, really fun. And it just, like, shows you how, like, cool and confident you can be.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay.
I'd tell them that if they want to do it, like, if they think, well, oh, I don't want to go do something that would make me more popular, but at least, I mean, do something that would make me more popular, but I wouldn't like it, but, you know, at least I would be cool. Well, what they think is cool. And just to do what they personally want, and that theater, like, changes you a lot.
Yes,
in a good
does.
Way.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, ladies, Ruby and Lane, thank you for taking the time to be our guests on mm-hmm. Education Radio. And we look forward to seeing you not only in this performance, but in performances for several years. Mm-hmm. We wish you both the best. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to our last segment, upcoming events. What's going on this week?
We're just a few days from second semester coming to an end.
Yes.
We talked about it last week or last time we
That's
recorded.
Right.
So grades are due, assignments are due, projects are due. Talking to your
Be
teachers.
Be in school every day.
Every single day.
That's
Finals.
Right.
So very important time of the year, just to make sure, yeah, you're getting your stuff done and being in school every day.
Okay. And this Friday at Ortega Middle School, we got Friday school going on, which gives kids an opportunity to catch up.
It sounds like the high school has it as well. I saw it in their marquee.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So obviously, Ortega Middle School has a musical performance, several coming up. And we've got Haley Perry, the Theater O director, with us today in the studio. So, Haley, welcome. And why don't you give us the important information about the upcoming performances?
Well, thank you for having me back. Me and these girls over here, we're doing Anastasia the Musical in December 12th and 13th at 7 o'clock. We've been working really hard on this one. This one's a little different than any of the other shows we've ever done.
It's
and I
a
think,
little more serious than,
yes,
yeah.
It's we've done a lot of, like, Disney, and mm-hmm. this one is kind of similar, but it's real heavy on, like,
I would say like authentic musical theater music and
good.
Scenery.
Okay. And, yeah. And the emotions.
Yes, very, very yes. strong emotions in this one.
Excellent. And what is the cost to get in?
It is $8 for adults and $5 for students and children.
All right. So I know this one isn't over yet, but when are auditions for the spring show?
So I know we're going to have a talent show to do a fundraiser in early January.
Oh, fun.
I'm thinking like the second week of January when we're back. Okay. And then we'll probably do the auditions probably at the end of January.
Okay. All right. So parents, if you have a middle school student, those auditions will be coming up at the end of January. Well, Haley, thank you for being with us today. And we look forward to what you're going to be doing in the spring. Thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you for having me.
You know, parents, most of the schools have special dress-up days next week. Ask your child about it so you can be ready for them. OMS is having Color Day on Monday with 6th graders wearing gold or yellow, 7th grade is wearing green, and 8th grade is wearing red. Tuesday is your favorite Christmas character day, Wednesday's ugly sweater day, and Thursday is pajama day. Thank you for being with us today, parents. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.